My mama called me JP. Bailey called me Dad. Shakina called me James. You can call me James P. Chambers. I'm glad you let me in. Let's grow, man.
Ah, this is James, no radio. Sitting in my office after hours, thinking about my life for myself and for my family, man. And I hope y'all being good. I hope things is going well in your family. I hope you're taking care of things, and I hope you're moving forward. Moving forward in that way that it hurt. That kind of moving forward is a good kind. Not just on the escalator. I'm kind of that you climbing somewhere. You feeling some pain because you're growing. I always like to see that. But man, today is, I want to do a podcast for my uncle. Because I don't think I've really been dealing with his passing the right way. You know, I just didn't. It got real weird for me. Extremely fast. And so recently my uncle passed, and man, I think back and he was an awesome person. And I don't know, a lot of you don't know where I come from, but I moved to Oklahoma when I was about like maybe 15, 16. And we first moved in and we really didn't have nowhere to stay. My mom was just kind of random. I love you, mom. She watches these. We moved to Oklahoma and we stayed with my uncle. And I mean, I really had met him like maybe once or twice before that because we lived in Texas, but it wasn't a lot. Like, the relationship wasn't strong, you know. But when I think we lived there a year or a little bit under a year, he became very, very important in my life, like very important. Like right now, I only know 4 phone numbers. Mine, my Uncle Larry's, Keeney's, and Steve, my boy Steve in Oklahoma City, because he's never changed it. Like, those are the only numbers I can think of off the top of my head. Like, just randomly, you know? But anybody else, I don't know your number. I got to look at my phone. But my Uncle Larry, man, he was very, very important in my life for a long time, especially as my adult life. As a person that didn't have like a father figure in my life, when I met him, he had that personality where he came off as extremely genuine and humble in life about everything. Like, he wasn't trying to be nobody but himself. Like, nobody but himself at all times. You knew who you were dealing with at all times when you talked to him. He wasn't trying to keep up with nobody, anything like that. And in my mind back then, between 17 and maybe 29, you couldn't have told me nobody in my, I didn't know a man that was smarter than my Uncle Larry. In my mind, whatever he was thinking was the absolute truth. Like, I would call him and reference things, and he would be like, man, this is when I'm my older age, like 28, 29, but man, I don't know that, but go look it up. I know you'll get it. And then come back and call me. You know, in my mind, that was even smart. Like, he said, we don't know. And I had to come back and report. And those things really made me when I was younger. He made me start to use my own brain, you know, about whatever I needed to do. He would ask me to go come back, tell him and go find out, you know, even if he didn't know. And I learned that from him. And that was important to me, you know. Like, he was that guy that I went to for God things when in my younger years as a young adult. And he was that guy that I would reference if it came to being a responsible man. He was that guy. He was that guy. He was that guy that went to work and worked hard and provided for not only his family, but a lot of people's family. He was always there. Even if you didn't have much, he would give you something. And man, it was so admirable of him. Like you seeing his genuineness every part of our family, we all seen his genuineness. Like, right now, think about it. If you ever thought about having a family reunion, it would always start at his house. Like, if it was anything family, it would always start at my uncle's house. Right? If I went to Oklahoma City, even when I moved, if that was like 23, mm-hmm. I would always stop at my uncle's house on the way out. Like, if it was not the way in, I would stop on the way out. And I wouldn't even call. I would just go there and knock on the door, you know? Like, and he was there. If it was the weekend, he was there. And I would spend hours there just talking. And I would be reporting. Usually what would happen with on those weekends, when I would go to Uncle Eric's house, it'd usually be just me. And it'd be exchange of pleasantries of just not seeing each other for a few months. And then it would be like what I was doing in life. What I had done since the last time we talked. You know, whatever I accomplished. He'd say he was proud, but then he'd be one know like, well, shoot, what you thinking next? Where are you trying to go, you know? And I remember those conversations. And I remember it wasn't about a bragging session. It was more about coming in and laying down what I had done in my life. From the point A, from the first point, to where we was at then. And I felt like I was kind of like reporting, you know? And he'd be so proud. Like, you could tell. I could feel it. And he was proud of me, you know? Like, I was coming there, like, bearing my fruits of my life, you know, and telling him what was happening. And he'd be so excited, right? So I just look forward to it. It wasn't something that I just, you know, I obligated to do. No. When I left Oklahoma City, I was with my uncle's house to let him know what was going on in my life, you know? And I remember, like, the last time I seen him, it was me and Bailey, just random. I don't know what I came down there for, but I came seeing Steve's mama, and I made sure that I called Uncle Larry and made sure he seen my child. You know, and made sure she met him. And we spent hours over there just me reporting, basically, and him listening and just being happy, you know, about what I was doing. And he asked me for a little advice, too, you know, about his financial situation and where he was going, what he was about to retire, and he was retired and stuff like that. And man, it was awesome, you know? Like, but the real thing about this podcast is this. This is what I want to get out of this today. I had a real weird when he passed away. When my cousin called me in the middle of the night, I actually was pissed off. I started cursing when I seen his name. Because I knew it couldn't be good. Like, don't call me at no 1 o'clock. He'll never call me at 1 o'clock. Larry don't never call me at 1. Little Larry never called me at 1 o'clock. I was like, dang. I knew something was going to go on. But as I woke up the next day, I felt, first of all, I'm going to talk, I felt anger. Anger at myself. You know? I was like, man. I feel like I should have shown my Uncle Larry more of what I was able to, more of my accomplishments. Like, I should have accomplished more for my Uncle Larry. Right? Because in my mind, he grew me. He was the one watering me and growing me for the last 15 years. Putting things into me. Making sure I was pushing forward, you know? Like, taking care of my mental state, like letting me come there and talk to him about things that was going on in my life and giving me advice. Pushing me forward, right? And I feel like I didn't bear enough fruit when he passed away. Like, I feel like I should have been further along so I could have done more and shown him more of what he grew, right? Like, thinking of myself as a tree, and he was one of the main people watering me, feeding me, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I needed to bear more fruit for him, and it hurt me. I ain't lying to you. It had me pumped too, because I'm like, man, I'm not going to lose another person that been watering me and not bear no fruit. I feel like I need to do more because a lot of people have invested in me. A lot of people planted seeds with me. I want them to get their reward. from me, right? If you put some in me, I'm going to give you something back. And I'm going to push for that. Like, I have to do that. So, man, today is this. The lesson is this. It ain't really about flowers. Telling people you love them, that's good. That is something you should do. You should definitely give people flowers. But those people that invest in you, put those 18 years in taking care of you, 25 for some of y'all, 29 for you millennials. The people that invest in you all your life, you need to make sure you bearing fruit. Something to show for all their hard work. Something you can give back. Something that can potentially feed those people that took care of you. They're not here all the time. They're not here forever. And those people that fed you, you need to feed them back. So go through your days and live your life, but just know you didn't get here alone. And those people that helped you, you need to help them. That's why. I ain't gonna say that's why they helped you, but at the same time, they invested in you. It's not a give to get. It's more of a give back and appreciation. I ain't got no awesome clothes on this podcast for my uncle. And this ain't no motivation. This is a way to live. I hope I ain't got your blood pumping. Just remember these words. People invested in you. You need to produce fruits to give back, to feed people, or continue to feed other people. Because that's what somebody did to you. So if you hanging on somebody's coattail still, let go. And stand up. And do what you need to do to make those people proud. Or to at least bear some fruit. Because that's what people invested in you for. Hiya. This is a podcast for my uncle. It's James. Not in the car no more. I'm in the office. Thinking about my life, man. For myself. And for my family. Hiya. Peace.